Hi, welcome to the 5 Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Today, I'm talking about something a little bit different, and it comes from a personal experience that I had a couple weeks ago. I was being interviewed by a podcast host, and she got really caught up on the idea when we started chatting about expectations mothers have internalized and end up bringing excess pressure and guilt to them. And here's what I didn't say that I really wish I said. Your job as a mom, as a woman, as a human, is not to make every single person around you happy. It is okay if your request or decision is not what someone else would want, or if that request or decision creates displeasure or disappointment in the other person. And I'll give you some examples. I have a client who, through our work together, started asking her husband to make breakfast for her kids in the morning while she worked out. Well, at the beginning, her husband was, you know, not like, yes, I love this, awesome, this is what I want, and maybe, you know, a little bit displeased. She still asked because she knew if she worked out, she would be a happier mom, a happier wife, and actually be able to contribute more to the morning rush after she worked out. Similarly, I had a client whose husband didn't really like walking the kids to school in the morning. He liked to do it as a family, but when she wouldn't go, he would get a little bit, you know, annoyed. And one day she woke up late and she realized, I really need an extra 20 minutes to sleep in. And she asked him, do you mind taking the kids, walking them to school? I know it's not your favorite thing. I could really use this extra 20 minutes. And while he was a little displeased or disappointed, he said, okay. And she got her extra 20 minutes and again, was able to then be this mom, this wife, this person that was more pleasant during the day. Now, what gets in the way of us doing this? One is guilt. Oh my goodness, the mom guilt. Me putting myself ahead of my family or ahead of my husband or ahead of this person, like, oh my gosh, never. Because we, especially as women, have been taught that other people's thoughts, other people's feelings matter more than our own. So what do? We say yes to things. We extend ourselves beyond our limitations to make other people happy, which just makes us resentful. So while that mom could have gotten up in the morning or that other mom could not have worked out, it would have just came out in her communication and her behaviors towards her family around her. And here's the thing. Sometimes we do things for other people that we may not want to do because we love them. So maybe her husband would say, yes, I'll walk the kids, or yeah, okay, you can work out in the morning because he loves you, you know, not be because like, yes, I love this. Exactly. We do this all the time. We say, do things for other people because we love them, but it shouldn't be 100% of the time, right? We shouldn't be saying yes to that other person 100% of the time to make them happy. And what came up in this conversation was when I was telling this host about how my husband does his own laundry. Here's the thing. One of the things that I do in my home, if you're my client, you know this, is I live out of my own clean laundry bin. In my closet, my laundry is clean in a bin and maybe I empty it once a month, right? That's my thing. It's this expectation of motherhood, right? It's like spotless house. The laundry should be done and folded. My pantry should look like the Container Store, like organization. I should have this beautifully interior designed home, like all the things, social media, like the people around us, we have these expectations. And these are unrealistic expectations. And we drive ourselves ragged trying to live up to them. But I stopped and asked myself is, okay, like, what am I just saying no to? I'm not putting my laundry away. And my husband could do his own laundry. And she got really caught up on this. She was like, what if he doesn't like that? And here's the thing. I believe that our husbands, our spouses are our partners. So being able to sit down with them and say, hey, here's one thing that I am feeling overwhelmed by. Here's one thing that's adding to my plate right now that I just want to take off. I'm thinking that you do your own laundry, right? And that involves, like, as the person who used to do it, you letting go of that control. Like, if his is full and not being done, like, that is okay. You letting go of that and having that conversation, like, hey, I like you. You're my partner. Sit next to me. This is what's overwhelming me. This is the shift that I'm thinking of. Even if that other person is not happy with it and he's disappointed and he doesn't want to do it, that is okay. So I want you in this episode to really take away the idea of your job as a mom is not to make the other people in your life 100% happy all the time. And I want you to start figuring out, what do I want to say no to? What do I like? right? What am I doing for me? And what do I not want to do anymore? Those are the questions I want you to start asking yourself to remove the guilt and the worry and to recognize I am a better mom, I'm a better wife, I'm a better human when I start to say no and recognize it is okay if other people are not happy with my decisions. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.